You are listening to episode 150 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 150. That's right, 150. I am your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I thank you for listening. I thank you for downloading 150 episodes. Thank you very much. In today's episode, we're going to talk about, for you to be the walking leader, you must be the leader that makes them leaders. Make them leaders? Yes, yes. The first and foremost task of every leader is to do what it takes to help motivate and inspire in the creation of future leaders. See, one day your time will come. And if you are not delivering on creating or making new leaders, then as a leader, you failed. As a leader, you failed your legacy. As a leader, you failed everyone that's ever followed you. You failed the organization. You failed what you've been trying to accomplish. You have to create leaders. It's non-negotiable. It's part of the deal. That's what being a leader is about. Is because someone saw it in you. Someone saw that you had that little spark, that ability to motivate and inspire and to get others to do the work that needs to be done. Then you had your shot, you had your opportunity. Well, guess what? Then now it's your turn to find and motivate and inspire and get people going in the right direction. And if possible, all of your followers can be future leaders. And I'm not kidding. It's serious. You can make them future leaders. It is that important. All of them. New future leaders. All of them. All your followers can be that. But that's solely up to you. And how do you make them leaders? Well, you just don't show people the technical side of the operation and how they can win at it. No, no. You show them the human side as well of the operation. You show them the human side of the operation and how they can win. And how they win? They win by caring, by empathy, and by teamwork. And then everything else falls in line. Really, truly it does. If you're a caring leader, you're empathetic, and you show them that as a collective, as a team, you're going to succeed. But the team also has a leader and has followers. Everyone has a role in that team. And they need to understand that it's not just a collective. Oh, well, I'll put in 50% of the work and everybody else will put in 100% of their work and we'll make it and we'll equally share. No, it doesn't work that way. A leader has to motivate. A leader has to inspire to ensure that everyone is giving 100%. Not 110%. Not 110%. And why not 110%? Because if you have those extra 10% to give, that means you were not giving your full 100% to begin with. And that's the bottom line. So you help people believe that they can do it. You help people believe in motivating them in that they can become leaders. And you try it out and you kind of give them a little taste here and there. Let them lead a project. Let them lead a group and see how they do. But once you've done that, you're showing that you believe in them. You're showing them that they can do it. You're showing them that because you believe in their ability to manage this group or this operation or this project, that they are capable of bigger and better things. And the bigger, better things is possibly even replacing you. And isn't that what it's about? Because that's all we all do when we go to work. We're looking for our next replacement. If we can train people to do the things that we do, then when it comes for our time to depart, someone else can step up and take care of business. But when we're failing to do that, when we're more worried about, oh my, how do I look versus look at all the people that I help create into management, into leadership positions, into leaders, trust me, they see that more than they see anything else. If you're the kind of person that can deliver on creating people, creating leaders, those types of people, then guess what? They're going to see you as somebody who cares about the organization, someone who believes in the mission, someone who believes in the vision, and not someone who's in it just for themselves. Because you know who's in it for themselves? Micromanagers. Yeah, it's that simple. They are, because they're more worried about how they're going to look to their boss as opposed to how you're going to look to them, how you're going to look to the people that follow you, how they are going, you know, it's just, it's frustrating. But Don't micromanage. You can hold your people accountable without micromanaging. It's true. It can be done. You set some standards. You set some benchmarks. They achieve them. They don't achieve them. But you don't have to be there hovering over them and then adding that additional stress. And then obviously they're not ever going to meet your standards. They're not ever going to achieve the benchmarks or exceed what your expectations are. And obviously then at that point, because you micromanage, you're not creating leaders. You're creating drones. You're creating followers that will never, ever grow until they leave you to find a real leader. So don't micromanage them. What I'm getting at is just be the best example of yourself. Be the best example of growth, of success, of inspiration and motivation. And what I mean by growth, by personal growth, not just professional growth, because both of them are tied in together. You grow professionally, obviously you're going to want to grow personally. You grow personally, exponentially, you're going to want to grow professionally. So how do you do that? Well, you do that by always learning. Always be learning. ABCs, always be learning. A for always, B for B, C for, okay, the C is silent. But always be learning. And how are you always learning? Well, you're learning by reading, by viewing, by listening, by trying, doing, making, creating. And folks, check this out. When you're reading, read books of all genres. Read articles from all genres. Don't just stick to one. Don't just stick to management. Don't just stick to leadership. But look at other markets. Don't just stick to your industry. No, look outside the industry. Read books of all genres, of all industries, of all areas in life. Not just one. Don't just stick with one. I know. You probably have your favorite, and that's fine. But branch out. Viewing motion pictures and videos of all genres, all types, all makes, whoever makes them. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, you need to watch that guy or Tony that guy or Gary that guy. No, you watch everyone's. You watch my videos. But watch everyone else's videos too. Don't just watch mine. Don't just watch the top two guys, because you know what? There's tons of other great people that don't get the exposure because they choose not to curse. They choose not to tower over people. They choose to just put their head down, shoulders to the grindstone. What's it? Nose to the grindstone, shoulder to the wheel. They just do the work. View those videos as well. When you're listening to audiobooks and podcasts, just like the Walking Leader podcast, just like you're listening to this one, but also listen to other genres too. Why? Because it's new. Because it's different. It opens your mindset. Because to be a well-rounded leader is to, be a well-rounded individual. And by looking at life and experiencing life and listening to other people from a 360-degree perspective, you become well-rounded and you look for ideas, concepts, and identify easily, much easily, because you're listening and looking things. You're identifying what works and what does not work through the works in other genres, because you're out there always paying attention to what else is going on outside of your industry. Because all that if you stay stuck in your industry, you start creating that groupthink, and you start buying into groupthink. Well, so-and-so of our industry is over there on the East Coast, and this is how they do it. Let's do that. But what works in the East Coast might not work in the Gulf Coast. Probably won't work in the West Coast, and so on and so on. What works in the Pacific Northwest might not work downtown Atlanta, Georgia. Because, again, everyone's different. So look at it that way. Look to see what works, what doesn't work, and see it and see if it applies. But what I'm getting at is you're creating yourself and you're turning yourself into a well-rounded individual because you're not afraid to venture out. You're not afraid to constantly grow, to constantly learn, to constantly trying to improve yourself. Now, those are the things you can do for them. What they can do for you to create those leaders is that you sit there and you solicit feedback. You look and you listen and you pay attention and you learn from what they're telling you. You solicit that feedback and you expect feedback. And not the kind of feedback that's like, oh, you're doing a great job, boss. And that's it. No. Why am I doing a great job? Why, in your mind, am I doing a great job? Dig deeper. Ask more questions. Dive in deeper. Now, don't put them on a situation where they're going to think their job is on the line if they don't say what you want to hear. And they're afraid to say what needs to be said. No, you need to hear what needs to be said. That's how you grow. And while you're doing that, while you're sharing with them, while you're teaching them, while you're showing them caring, empathy, teamwork, you're holding them accountable without micromanaging, you're showing them that, hey, you're constantly growing, they need to grow. You also need to show them the biggest thing, and that's respect. Respect. Not just those that look up to you, but everyone. Not just those that follow you, but everyone. Not just those in your immediate team, but everyone. You respect everyone. Respect everyone, and they'll respect you. Now, obviously, in the real world, there's going to be some people that are just going to be suspicious of you. They're going to be suspect of you. They don't like you for whatever reason because you parked in their parking spot one day, and they're going to hold it over you for the rest of your time in the organization or their time in the organization. Well, that's on them. But guess what you do as a leader? You continue to respect them. Exactly. You continue to respect them. So what I'm getting at here is, most of all, is lead by example. That's how you make new leaders. You lead by example. Again, it's not just the technical side of the operation, it's the human side of the operation. And the growth, the internal growth, the exponential growth, the external growth, 360 degree perspective, feedback, respect most of all, but you do whatever it takes. Now, of course, not everyone is cut out to be a leader. I get that. But everyone is a leader at some point in their life. Everyone's a leader. Maybe not everyone is cut out to be a leader in the Webster Dictionary definition of a leader. But guess what? Just like not everyone, and I'm going to go back to my time in the military. Just like not everyone is cut out to be an infantryman, a soldier, an infantryman. There I was, 18 years old, just out of high school, about a month and a half out of high school. And just by looking at me, you could never expect me to be more than the assistant to the assistant day shift manager at 18. But those that knew me back then knew that I had a certain cockiness about me, a cockiness that was determined to prove myself, that proved to myself that I could be, and pardon the pun, all that I could be. So in the Army, that was it. I went in with that mindset of, I'm done with school. Time to get on with my life. And this is where my life begins. So sure enough, with grit, determination, and passion, I became an infantryman. I became an infantryman like my grandfathers before me. And because I did it, because I accomplished it, because I set my mind to it, because I knew what I wanted. So I became an infantryman. So what does that mean? It means that if people have the heart, the grit, the determination, and the passion, they can be the leaders they want to be. They can be the leaders they want to be. And your job is to bring out that passion, that determination, instill in them some grit, and show them some heart. That's your job. That's you. That's you, the walking leader. Be a mentor. Be a guide. But most of all, be the walking leader. Show them you're walking your talk. You're doing what has to be done. All the while, you're showing that heart, that grit, that determination, and most of all, that passion. Folks, you've been listening to episode 150 of the Walking Leader podcast. To be the walking leader by being the leader that makes them leaders, I invite you to email me, dave@davegarrett.com. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, by all means, reach out. Or you can reach out on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word. Also, I invite you to visit my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, all one word, The David Guerra. Again, I thank you for listening to episode 150. Join me next time for episode 151. That's right. It's not your team. It's the team's team. That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about teams. And well, listen, until then, until next time, take care and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.